In their Thursday night debate, President Bush and Senator Kerry showed sharp differences on the issue of North Korea's pursuit of nuclear weapons. Mr. Bush insisted on pursuing his multilateral approach, that is, the U.S. working with five other nations to influence North Korea's behavior. Mr. Kerry called for a return to one-on-one talks with the government in Pyongyang. NPR's Vicky O'Hara examines the merits of each policy.
Relations between Washington and Pyongyang have been at a stalemate since the fall of 2002. That's when the United States accused North Korea of having a covert nuclear weapons program. Pyongyang then reneged on a 1994 bilateral agreement to give up nuclear weapons development. North Korea began taunting Washington with its nuclear weapons claims, even as it demanded one-on-one negotiations. But the Bush administration refused. During the presidential debate, John Kerry warned that North Korea by now could have up to seven nuclear weapons, and he called for new bilateral talks. President Bush said that would merely play into the hands of North Korean leader Kim Jong-il.
The minute we have bilateral talks, the six-party talks will unwind. It's exactly what Kim Jong-il wants.
Washington's partners in the six-party talks are China, Russia, Japan, and South Korea. Victor Cha, an analyst at Georgetown University, says the U.S. and its allies must maintain a united front.
The notion of direct bilateral talks, while intuitively appealing, I think really reduces a lot of the leverage of all the countries involved, in the sense that everybody wants North Korea to give up their nuclear weapons, and our concern is that they really don't want to. The only way you get a credible message to the North Koreans that they must give them up is that if everybody is integrally involved in the process, and privileging one or two members in that process, I don't really think is going to be as effective.
North Korea has made it clear that it wants to negotiate only with Washington. Pyongyang perceives the United States and its thousands of troops in South Korea as a threat. The North also sees Washington as the key to international investment and legitimacy. But the Bush administration has held to the multilateral formula. Donald Gregg, former U.S. ambassador to South Korea and now chairman of the Korea Society, like Kerry, says it's time to change that approach.
I was in North Korea early in August, and I think no progress is really going to be made unless there is substantive, sustained dialogue between Pyongyang and Washington. And the Chinese foreign minister has recently said the basic problem of the six-party talks is the complete lack of trust between Pyongyang and Washington, and the North Koreans said that to me directly.
Some U.S. officials doubt that North Korea has any intention of ever giving up its nuclear weapons program. Ambassador Gregg, who served under the first President Bush, is more optimistic.
Once they are convinced that we do not intend to blow them out of the water, and if they become convinced that they can have a more normal relationship with us, I think they can be talked out of the nuclear weapons deterrent. But the longer it goes without any dialogue, I think the higher price it will be for that to happen.
The United States and its five partners were supposed to meet with North Korea last month, but Pyongyang never agreed to a precise date. U.S. officials now concede another meeting is unlikely until after the U.S. presidential election. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.